Shane Hollander versus the Power of Friendship. Written by Silly Little Pal. Read by Judy's Oranges as the narrator.
Cece Rambles as Selena.
Chaos Kill as Cassie.
Daryl is as Yuki.
Synteus as Harris.
Greedy Dancer as Eva.
Melancholy Morningstar as Caitlin.
January and Pods as Lisa.
Opal Song as Shane.
Vexpatch as Amelia.
You Are a Kitty as Gabriella.
Sia Pods as Ilya.
B13, Maybe This Time, as Yuna.
Separate Entity as David Hollander.
Produced by Opal Song.
Fandom, Game Changers, Heated Rivalry. Rating, Teen. Relationships, Shane Hollander, Ilya Rozanoff. Shane Hollander and Ottawa Centaurs, Team Ensemble. Also tagged for texting, spoilers for Book 6, The Long Game, Game Changers. Crack Treated Seriously, Ottawa Centaurs, Game Changers. WAG, Shane Hollander. POV, Shane Hollander. Part 1 of Holonov versus the Ottawa WAG series. Ottawa WAGs, March 25th, 2:04 p.m.
Harris, can you add him now?
Yes, please. I'm so bored. Emoji with backslash.
Don't you have a newborn?
Shh, that's not important.
Fine, I'll add him if you guys behave. I'm looking at you, Eva.
Fuck you, Harris. Nobody likes you.
Literally everyone in the world likes Harris, Eva.
Heart.
Can you add him to the GC or not, Apple Boy?
You know, Apple Boy is not a very effective insult.
Can you two stop your fighting for like 1 second? Weren't we supposed to behave?
Sorry, Liz.
Sorry. All right, here goes nothing.
Harris Drover, March 22nd, 1:23 p.m.
Hi, it's Harris Drover, Centaur's social media manager. I just wanted to say how sorry I am about the way you got outed. I know that wasn't either of your choice. I just wanted to give you my support in these times. I hope it all goes well for you. Also, if you and Ilya ever want to have dinner at my parents' farm, you're both welcome to join us. I promise we are not going to make you adopt a dog this time. Well, maybe.
Thank you. I don't think I trust Ilya at the moment near any dog he could purchase, but I'll be in touch.
March 25th, 2:10 p.m.
Hi, this is just a warning. I know they are a lot, but they are also very lovely people. They were very accepting of me and Troy from the very beginning, so you don't need to worry about that. You might want to mute your notifications on the chat, though. Smiley face.
What?
Ottawa wags. Harris added Shane.
Hello?
Hi, Shane. We just wanted to give you our full support in all of this.
And tell you we are so sorry this happened this way.
And officially welcome you to the group chat since you're now a wag. Or wagab? I have no idea how to make that term inclusive.
If you want to change the group name to something else, that's fine to all of us. We just want you to feel welcome here.
Oh, thank you. Sorry, I guess I just didn't expect this kind of reaction.
You're one of us now.
Okay, who has been mean to you? Give me names. I will hunt them down. Angry face.
I think that list might be too long at this point.
Has your team not been accepting?
OMG, Amelia, you can't just ask that.
They knew I was gay. It's just the Ilya part that was too much for them.
Okay, they can go and fuck themselves.
We love Ilya here, don't worry.
Even though he barely shows up whenever we are hanging out.
That might have been kind of my fault. Sorry.
We always wondered why he even wanted to play in Ottawa, but I guess we have the explanation now. He did it to be closer to you, right?
Yeah.
Wait, so does that mean we owe us not being the worst team in the league anymore to you?
Oh my god, I'm starting a Shane Hollander fan page right now.
You literally had his poster on your wall for years.
Don't tell him that. I'm just born and raised in Ottawa. Sorry for supporting a local legend.
I would say more, but I'm being nice to Shane since it's his first day here.
Thank you. Wait, if Harris is here, why is it still called Wags?
I said I'm fine being one of the girls, smiley face emoji. But if you want to change it to include boyfriends as well, we can.
Well, I'm a fiancé, technically.
What?
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 Congratulations.
I need more info right now.
March 25th, 5:10 p.m.
Come back, Shane. Shane, come back. I need more gossip, frowny face.
March 25th, 8:10 p.m.
Sorry, Ilya distracted me.
For over 3 hours? Damn.
Damn. Congrats, winky face.
I was wondering which one of you belonged to which player. No, wait, that didn't come out right. I respect women, and I don't think you belong to anyone. I mean, I know all the players, but I don't really know who you are and who you're connected to and how.
You're so adorable.
I have a list.
Caitlin Dykstra.
Is Evan's wife.
Cassie Boudram.
Is Zane's wife.
Selena Tronard.
Is Nick's wife.
Gabriella Boyle.
Is David's wife.
Eva Anderson.
Is Eric Holmberg's fiancée.
Yuki Takahashi.
Is Louis LaPointe's girlfriend.
Amelia Moore.
Is Tanner Dillon's girlfriend.
Harris Drover.
Is Troy Barrett's boyfriend. Oh, and I'm Wyatt's wife.
Trust Lisa to always have a list.
Thank you. That was very helpful.
Okay, now you know us. Can you tell me how you are engaged to Ilya?
Leave him alone, Eva. He probably has other stuff to do than answer your invasive questions.
No, it's all right. It's nice that I can talk about this now, actually.
See? Fuck you, Harris.
Sorry, ignore those two. They act like my 5-year-old twins sometimes.
We all blame Eva, since Harris is the nicest man to ever exist.
Please tell us about your engagement.
I don't know what to really tell about it.
Which one proposed? No, wait, let me guess. It was Ilya.
I vote Shane.
I say Ilya.
I vote Ilya.
It was me.
Ha! I knew it. You rest are a bunch of losers.
Sorry about her, Shane.
It's okay. It's almost like talking to Ilya.
Ah! This is what I've been trying to tell you guys. I'm just a female version of Ilya. European and bisexual.
And what? An asshole?
Yes, exactly.
Wow. Based on what I heard about Holmberg, I wouldn't have guessed, based on these messages, that you're with him.
I know. He's boring. I'm too cool for him.
Have you and Ilya ever met?
Not properly, no.
Okay. I gotta make sure that never happens.
Ottawa Wags, March 28th, 11:43 p.m.
This is to you guys with no children. Don't do it. Save yourselves.
What did Will do now?
How do you know it was Will? I have two other children.
Dot, dot, dot.
Yeah, all right, it was him. He had been doing a science experiment in the upstairs bathroom, the one I never use. Now I have 10 bowls of what used to be food, now it's just mold, and he refuses to clean it because the results are not in yet.
Thank God I'm hashtag infertile.
Ottawa Wags, March 30th, 11:26 a.m.
Hi, Shane. Do you happen to be free tomorrow at 7 p.m.?
Yes. Why?
We have our monthly movie night at my house, and I just realized we never invited you. If you have time, would you want to join us? It would be nice to meet you properly.
I guess I can do that. Do I have to bring anything?
Just bring yourself. That's good enough for me.
Lily, March 30th, 11:29 a.m.
Hey, can you buy some fancy bottle of wine while you're out?
Yeah? You want to have date night?
The Wags invited me to their movie night.
That is very cute. I'll buy you your wine. Are you nervous?
No. Maybe. I don't know. It feels weird.
What does?
That they're so accepting.
Montreal sucks. Ottawa is much better, much gayer.
Must be nice.
It is. Maybe you can have it too.
We're not talking about this over text.
Fine. I'll be home in an hour.
Okay, thank you. I love you.
I love you too.
Ottawa Wags, March 31st, 11:47 p.m.
Thank you for having me. I had a really nice time.
You are the cutest ever. We loved having you.
I still can't believe you only have two female friends. Like, no wonder your life is a mess.
Asterisk had. Now you have many more.
In my defense, all I do is hockey.
And that's why we're getting you those hobbies.
Fine, I'll do a yoga class, but pottery is a hard no.
Give us a month. We can change your mind.
The pottery is fun, I promise. Even Eva likes it, and she's usually negative about everything.
I was literally not even saying anything.
Anyway, it was lovely to meet you. We hope we'll see you again soon.
Well, we are going to Montreal next week.
Oh. I really just forgot Shane is the Shane Hollander.
Me too.
I don't know what that means.
We were too charmed by you that we forgot you weren't on our team.
And that we are going to destroy you guys in the playoffs.
That's not going to happen.
Yes, it is. But we'll be nice to you and hope for Montreal's defeat 5% less.
Hell no. They didn't accept you. They don't deserve my goodwill.
Fuck Montreal.
Oh, so this unites Eva and Harris. Fuck Montreal.
Fuck Montreal.
Fuck Montreal.
Thanks, guys. I think...
Lily, April 2nd, 1:24 p.m.
How was it?
Bad. Awkward, mostly. It was as if I haven't played with this team for a decade, like I was some stranger to them. They hate me, Ilya.
Fuck them. They don't deserve you. Remember, you are their king. They are nothing but maybe your servants.
They're all professional hockey players.
And they would be nowhere near where they are now without you.
I know, I used to think they were like a family to me, not a team. But what kind of family would treat me like this?
Mine, probably.
Oh.
Yes, exactly. Fuck them.
Maybe they'll warm up to the idea of us?
Or maybe they can go suck a dick. That would help them accept you, actually.
Okay, I'm not going to tell them that. Good luck with your team. Although, I have a feeling they'll be much better than mine.
Me too.
April 2nd, 3:45 p.m.
They were very nice. Bullied me for taking spotlight from Troy and Harris.
That's good. God, I'm so happy you have their support.
Yes, and you have their wife's support.
Yeah, I guess I do. Fuck, I miss you so much already.
I miss you too. Call later?
Yes. Heart...
Ottawa Wags, April 9th, 7:11 p.m.
Do you think they ever flirt during face-offs?
This is what you're thinking about during the first playoff game?
I think we're all thinking it.
Maybe it's like foreplay to them.
Everybody doesn't have a hockey fetish like you do.
I don't think that's even a legitimate fetish.
Anything can be a fetish. Have you never been to the internet?
I'm literally the social media manager.
April 9th, 11:41 p.m.
What the fuck?
Ottawa Wags, April 20th, 10:11 p.m.
I love my husband and what he does. I really do. But game 7 going to overtime? I'm getting bored.
How are you bored? I've never been this stressed ever.
This game is literally deciding if we are in the fight for the cup or not?
Well, sorry for being honest, I guess. Oh, shit!
No way.
We won! 5 exclamation marks.
We fucking won!
Oh my god!
Centaurs for life!
Ilya motherfucking Rozanov, how I love you.
I hope Shane's okay.
We love you, Shane, even though you're not on the winning team.
April 21st, 12:01 a.m.
Don't listen to what they're saying online. We know you wouldn't trip on purpose, Shane.
Yeah, maybe don't go online at all.
April 21st, 9:19 a.m.
Thanks. It's not just the people online who are saying that, but thanks.
Please don't tell me your team is saying that.
Dot, dot, dot.
What? Question mark, exclamation mark, exclamation mark.
Fuck you, Montreal Voyagers. You will burn in hell.
Okay, what the fuck is their problem?
I'm gonna put a skunk in all of their cars.
Wait, even Pike?
Not Hayden. And JJ was on my side in the end, but the rest... they're acting like they don't know me anymore.
Fuck them. You're the best player in the league.
Even better than Ilya?
Yes.
Don't say that to him.
He'd probably agree with us.
Ottawa Wags, May 3rd, 3:47 p.m.
What are you doing for your birthday next week, Shane?
How do you know it's almost my birthday?
You're literally famous and have a Wikipedia page.
And did you look it up or have you memorized his birthday? She used to kiss your poster goodnight for over 2 years, BTW.
I'm never telling you anything about my life ever again.
Do you still have that poster?
It's in my childhood bedroom at my parents' house.
Do you want me to sign it?
Wow, you really do sound like Rozanov sometimes. But yes, I'd like that.
May 3rd, 7:11 p.m.
Wait, you never answered my question, Shane, about your birthday plans.
I'm just at my cottage with Ilya and my parents.
But you're turning 30, sad face. Shouldn't it be a big party?
I don't think I'm really in a party mood.
Wait, it's your 30th? We have to have a party then.
We can do something chill, just us and maybe the team. Have you even met the team yet? Somewhere other than the ice, I mean.
I haven't had the chance yet.
Sane has been begging for another barbecue. This would be perfect. The team would love to meet you. You're all Ilya talks about now that he's allowed to.
Really?
Oh yeah. Wyatt calls him lover boy. It's very cute.
I guess a barbecue would be fine.
Does the 8th work for you?
Let me ask Ilya.
He better say yes. He loves my husband's cooking.
Hello, lovely ladies and herres. We would love to come to the barbecue. Are dogs allowed?
Hi, Ilya. Yes, you can bring Anya.
April Ottawa Wags, May 8th, 8:06 p.m.
Is it just me, or are Ilya and Shane the cutest ever together?
I just saw Ilya Rozanov giggle. This is the best day of my life.
Those two are so in love. I almost want to start a fight with Louis because it feels like we're not in love enough.
This is even worse than Troy and Harris are, and I didn't think that was possible.
Hey!
And this is the biggest asshole in the league. Shane is walking him like a dog. This is crazy.
May 8th, 8:29 p.m.
You guys need to get a life. But I agree.
May 8th, 11:48 p.m.
I forgot to say, but if you happen to be free on July 17th, you're invited to Ilya's house then.
What's then?
Our wedding.
Huh?
This is how you're inviting us?
You are sick in the head. We'll be there.
Ottawa Wags, May 19th, 9:12 p.m.
Okay, I have no idea what to buy Ilya for his birthday.
You know, you don't have to buy him anything. You could make him something. Smile emoji.
Don't.
If only there was, I don't know, a class where you could learn to make something. Something unique, something money couldn't buy, something made with love.
We've been through this. I'm not doing that.
Pottery class. That's your answer, Shane.
Fine, I'll do it.
Now how the hell did that actually work?
I don't care. This is the best day of my life.
You guys need to stop having your best days of your life be related to me.
Ottawa Wags, May 28th, 6:19 p.m.
That was the funniest pottery class ever. Thanks, Shane.
Glad my suffering was amusing to you.
We're so used to seeing you be the best in the game. It was really nice seeing you be bad at something.
And you were, like, really bad.
You were even worse than I was on my first time.
Compared to Shane, you were a professional.
You were so bad you even made Eva compliment Harris.
I'm leaving this group chat.
I'd just add you back.
Sorry, you can't get rid of us.
Yeah, sorry. This is for life.
Ottawa Wags, June 1st, 3:54 p.m.
Hypothetically, how would you guys feel if I transferred to Ottawa?
Huh?
Please tell me this isn't hypothetical. We would be unstoppable. Shane motherfucking Hollander and Ilya motherfucking Rozanov on the same team?
If you do that, I'm gonna kiss you on the mouth and give you my firstborn.
He's gay. Why would he want you kissing him on the mouth?
But the firstborn would probably be helpful, since Shane unfortunately can't get pregnant.
Unfortunately? You know what? I don't want to know.
I was gonna come here and tell you I got promoted, but I see there are bigger news happening here.
Shane, a centaur, and Harris getting the big bucks? This is the best day of my life.
Stop including me in the best days of your lives.
Family, June 15th, 11:48 a.m.
Yuna, David, I love your son, but this is the worst thing ever created. Photo of something that can only barely be considered a flower pot.
Oh!
Well, that's nice.
Everywhere I go, people are bullying me.
Ottawa Wags, June 28th, 11:48 a.m.
Wait, Shane, is Rose Landry coming to your wedding?
Yes.
Fuck! I'm deeply in love with her. But I'll survive, okay. Do you think she'd be up for a threesome with me and my fiancé?
I'm not going to ask her that.
Fine, I'll ask her myself.
Ottawa Wags, July 1st, 5:38 p.m.
If I break up with Tanner in like 20 minutes, are you going to kick me out of the group chat?
Shit, you're really doing it. And no, of course not. We're not letting you go anywhere.
Good luck. Wait, is that what we're supposed to say when you're about to break up with someone?
IDK. But good luck, Ames.
Let us know if you need to get drunk after that.
July 1st, 8:56 p.m.
I would like to get drunk now, please.
Ilya told me to tell you to come over. We have good vodka.
Give me 20 minutes. I'll be there.
Ottawa Wags, July 6th, 9:21 p.m.
So, Shane, how does it feel?
How does what feel?
Your last night as a virgin?
As a what?
As a centaur virgin.
There were like 1,000 ways to ask this question, and you picked the worst one. She means, are you excited about becoming a centaur officially tomorrow?
Oh, yeah, I am. Nervous, too. It's a big change.
You have been a centaur in our eyes ever since March.
Thanks. It means a lot that you're so welcoming.
Oh, Shane, frowny face. You deserve the world. And fuck Montreal.
Fuck Montreal.
Fuck Montreal.
Fuck Montreal.
Fuck Montreal. Come on, Shane. Say it too.
Dot, dot, dot. Fuck Montreal.
Yes! They're fucking loss.
Sucks to be Montreal because Ottawa has Shane Hollander now, baby!
Ottawa Wags, July 7th, 3:42 p.m.
Photo of Shane wearing the centaur's jersey with a wide smile on his face. It's official now.
Yes!
Hell yeah!
I'm about to cry. This is so serious to me.
This is the...
Don't say it.
Best day of my life.
You guys do know what this means. He's a player now, not a wag.
He can be both.
Okay, but guess who's also both then?
Wait, no.
I have to do it.
Harris added Ilya.
Are you guys who I have to blame for the world's ugliest flower pot that's in my living room right now?
You are such an asshole.
The end.
If you enjoyed this podfic and would like to leave a comment, you are more than welcome to do so. If you'd like to leave a comment for anyone involved in the audio, then the place to do that is on the podfic post, which is probably wherever you found this in the first place. But to catch the most people, probably a comment on the AO3 work. If you'd like to leave a comment for the author, the place to do that is on the text post, which will be linked from the podfic post. Thanks for listening!